Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Secret Service, when they go with the president, often to one of the president's own properties, they have to pay for all those rooms. And they pay a lot of money.
Because there's a lot of them.
Because there's a lot of them. And they pay a lot of money to the landlord of the property, who often is... guess who? That's right, President Trump. Well, we will begin with President Trump charging all of us top dollar to protect him. David Ferenthal is an investigative reporter for The Washington Post. He broke the Secret Service expensive story. David, how much money are we shelling out to pay for the president to be protected on his own properties?
Quite a bit. What we saw at Mar-a-Lago when Trump goes there, the Secret Service rents rooms and they are charged about $650 a night by Trump's company. That was in 2017. In 2018, they lowered it down to $400 a night. And in Bedminster, New Jersey, where Trump goes, the Secret Service actually is charged by the month. They rent a cottage on the grounds of the Bedminster Club near Trump's cottage every day all month for $17,000 a month. So we pay even on days when Trump isn't there.
Okay, so a lot of money. How did you find all this? And does that even cover all the expenses?
We only know a little fraction of this. What we discovered in this reporting was how much of this these charges are still hidden. It was hard to get this information. Now, it's not supposed to be hard. The U.S. government is supposed to put every purchase over $10,000 in a public spending database so you and I can figure out what we're spending, what the government's spending on our behalf. But the Trump purchases aren't in there. Any payments to Trump are left out of there. So you have to do this by asking for public documents through Freedom of Information Act requests from the Secret Service, and those come slow and very scantily. So we have some documents, but all we can see right now is the first 15 months of Trump's term. We can't see half of 2018 or any of 2019.
Now, obviously, what's different here from other presidents is all presidents are expensive. Let's face it. When they travel, sure, they cost a lot of money. You have to protect them. Secret Service has got to stay in hotels. What's different, of course, about this president is he tends to pick events when he can, and even, I guess, sometimes when he shouldn't or can't, at properties he owns. So he or his companies get the money, right?
Yeah, that's what's different. Obviously, presidents travel to nice places. That's why it's called the presidential suite. And so, you know, presidential travel is expensive. Secret Service should go everywhere the president goes. What's different here, as you said, is both that President Trump goes to his own properties, and so he is the one who receives this money rather than, you know, Hilton or Waldorf or whatever, but also that his company has the power to set these rates. Now, what the Trump organization has always said was, well, we just charge the government as little as we can. We charge them just the cost of housekeeping. What we've discovered today was that's just not true. They charge them market rates. They charge them above market rates in some cases. So they get to set the price, and the Secret Service is sort of a captive customer. They have to pay whatever they're charged.
Right. $650 or $400 is a very expensive turnover service. So yes. What are they saying now, post-article?
Well, we haven't gotten any reaction from anybody after the article came out. Yesterday, what the Trump organization said was basically they reiterated that we only charge our costs. And when we said, as you said, like, okay, $650, you pay your housekeepers about $11 an hour, that's 58 people. Does it take 58 people to clean a room at Mar-a-Lago? You know, how do you get to these incredibly high numbers as your costs? And they didn't answer.
So as a taxpayer, how do I get my money back other than, like, I don't know, cheating on my taxes?
I don't know. I don't know where to ask for a refund.
All right. That's David Ferenthold, investigative reporter, Washington Post, broke the Secret Service expenses story. David, thanks.